So spell me your first and last name.
My first name is John, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
And the last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Okay. So, Mr. Stewart, tell me why you came to, how old were you when you came to Purdue, and why you came to Purdue and majored in agriculture?
Well, I wanted to be a medical doctor, and I started in high school here at Greensburg and took 2 years of college prep to go to medical school. I took 2 years of Latin, but it turned out that that was right in the middle of the Depression, in the middle 30s. And it was difficult to find money to go to college. My older sister was in Purdue and had a scholarship, 4-H scholarship, to pay one half of her tuition. My older brother went to had a scholarship in 4-H, and he that paid half of his tuition. Plus, she worked at the as a waitress, I think, in one of the dining rooms someplace. And then he worked at the barns with the cattle, and ended up being the cattle herdsman that showed the Grand Champion steer. Well, that had quite a history on it.
Okay. So tell me, again, that some of this will kind of diverge a little bit, because it brings up some points that I can get clarified in my own mind. How did your brother and sister actually win the scholarships? Were they part of some, like, beef club or some kind of club?
Well, they were both in 4-H club, and,
yeah,
and the extension people here in the county helped them do this. And my 4-H leader was my teacher in high school, told me at the end of my second year, if I would work real hard, he thought that my record in 4-H was enough that it would qualify for a 4-H scholarship to Purdue to pay one half of my tuition.
Okay, but how did you actually, would he be the one to nominate you for that?
I think he or our county extension agent here at that time, and I can't put a name on that one right now, but anyway, for the 2 years, I started to working toward the scholarship, and he also took me to Purdue and introduced me to some people in the ag school. Plus, he helped me put an application in for a NYA job, National Youth Administration, in the Depression. Paul Mitchell was the ag extension, honey. Well, my ag teacher helped me get that job, paid 30 cents an hour, but they said you could only earn $10 a month. That was the limit.
Okay. So...
And I worked in the basement of the old ag experiment station to help the fella to make the charts for our extension people. And I wanted to be out the barn, so along about Christmas time, I went over to the dean's office, and I said, if you ever get a chance to assign me out at the livestock barns, I'd sure appreciate it. Well, Professor Cooley was in charge of the horses. He was my teacher in freshman animal science, and he requested a student to help at the draft horse barn to clean stalls and to exercise the two stallions. And the dean, of course, having heard my request, he put me in the horse barn.
Did you actually see Skinner then, or just left a note with somebody up front?
Oh, no, I did not see Skinner. He was ill at that time.
Yeah, that's right.
And I cannot find my information when I went to see Dean Skinner. The Alpha Zeta group.
Well, we'll come to that one. We'll come back to that one.
Okay.
So now to clear up the 4-H scholarships, they paid half of it, and then the kids had to work to earn the rest.
Yes.
Did your mother and father try to talk you out of majoring in ag, considering that, you know, the 20s prices were almost in the toilet,
well,
the depression of the 30s?
They could not afford.
Do I?
They could not afford to pay for my getting a medical degree.
Okay.
And this 4-H scholarship was an opportunity that I had to take. And we had another younger sister that wanted to go to Purdue, and wanted to get a college education. My mother had a little schooling. She was very supportive of going ahead to get a college education.
Do you remember the times of the 20s when prices were... let me ask you this. Was your mother and father, did they farm themselves?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
They were married in 1913 and started farming as tenant farmers on an 80-acre farm and stayed on that farm. And that is the original 80 acres location of Stewart Seeds and Angus Cattle now.
Okay, and which county is that? When you're talking about your early days, which county was that in?
That was Decatur County.
Decatur, okay. Did they try to persuade you? I mean, you wanted to become a physician because that's what you wanted, or were you
I wanted that.
I'm trying to say it without putting words in your mouth. Was agriculture just didn't give you enough at the time? Had you seen the...
I can't verify that, only the fact that I felt like that maybe my grades in school were such that I might be able to make the grade in medical school. Because everybody doesn't make the grade in medical school. Or didn't.
Now, you're how old are you?
I'm 91, be 92 next May.
August, but then you were 18?
I was 18.
When you came to
Purdue?
I was
born in 1919.
Okay. And so how old were you when you finished? Did you finish high school?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I finished here at Greensburg.
And
had my diploma there.
And then you came to Purdue, and how old were you when you came to Purdue?
Well, let's see. I was in the fall of 37, and I was born in 19, so that I was 18 years old.
18 years old, yep. So how did you get to Purdue?
How did I get there?
Yep. Did you take a train?
We had friends that would take us, but I did hitchhiking back and forth, and we could take our laundry bag, had a Purdue sticker on it, and go out and stand there on Highway 52 toward Indianapolis, and you wouldn't stand there half an hour. Somebody would pick you up.
Okay.
And you get to Indianapolis, and you had enough money to get on a bus and ride through Indianapolis to the southeast corner and get out on the highway again, and people would pick you up.
Yep. So you arrive here as a freshman in
September of 1937.
You brought up the fact, which is something I was very interested in, that what was your major? Before I forget, what was your major then?
Animal science.
So in animal science?
Animal husbandry, we called it.
Yeah, and why did you major in animal husbandry for?
Because of the, we thought livestock was very important, and my grandfather was a breeder of registered shorthorn cattle, and we just kind of had animals in our we thought that was the only way to go, you know. That was the best school to get into, but I don't know.
So you took one of them that I was real interested in, and it's got a long convoluted history. Was Skinner at one time made every freshman take the freshman livestock, and then it got changed somewhere before you got there, where people like horticulture didn't have to take it. You know, he forced everybody at one time because that was his passion.
I think most of the freshmen at Purdue had to take some freshman animal science judging.
Okay.
And as a freshman on the last Saturday in April, the judging contest, the freshman judging contest, was such that. On Saturday morning, we would go out to the barns, and they would have classes of horses, beef cows, sheep, and hogs. No dairy cows in that. And we would judge those, and then that afternoon, we'd go back out, and we'd stand up before the judges and tell them why we placed them 1-2-3-4 or 3-4-1-2. I did that, and my brother had won that 2 years prior, and I had the desire to do a good job on that, so I worked hard, and I won that contest.
Okay, now, you said in April, so does that mean you that was two semesters worth?
Yes.
Before?
Yes.
So you took two semesters.
Yes, two semesters.
How were you picked? Because there was literally dozens and dozens of kids, and did they all compete?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, we had a lot of freshmen.
But all of them competed
in that contest.
Okay.
And, of course, the story before that is I finally got acquainted with this freshman girl. And
who just happens to be sitting next to you.
Pardon?
I said, who just happens to be sitting next to you.
Yes.
We hope.
Well, no. The one that was sitting next to me introduced me to this one.
Okay.
Girls didn't ask boys to then, and they could introduce me to another girl, but she couldn't. And this girl was sat next to me in freshman English, in English 101. She couldn't ask me, but she could introduce me to her friend. And I thought I owed her something because I wasn't a very good speller. You had to spell 45 words out of 50 in order to get a passing grade in English 101. Well, I didn't pass the first test, and the second test, I passed it. But she sat right beside me, and those old cane chairs that had a board thing for your right hand arm to rest on and to ride on, and I told her, I said, you watch this, my makeup, and if I make a mistake, just stick your foot over on mine, and I would reconsider the spelling of that word. And she did that two or three times, and I passed the test. And I thought I owed her something. That's the reason I took Alberta to that dance on December the 11th.
Okay. Now, let me go back. Freshman winner. So you won. So after the freshman contest, when you won, do you remember getting anything for winning that particular contest?
I think they presented some kind of a certificate, but I don't have anything now.
Do you remember going in the evening and having a meal, a barbecue
yes,
of some
there
kind?
Was something, there was something that Saturday night.
Okay, so freshman, there you are. Do you remember very many women in the School of Ag at that time?
No, not too many women in the Ag School, no.
Do you have a sense, you or your wife there, do you have a sense of why?
Oh, I don't know. Things were kind of cut and dried, I guess. My mother's youngest sister wanted to go to Purdue and major in mathematics, and they said, no, a woman can't major in math. She has to major in home economics at that time.
Okay, and that's what I got you. So it was almost just, it was what a woman did was take home economics.
Yeah, either home economics or science.
You betcha.
That's what Alberta got into.
Okay, so now you're a freshman. You win it. Do you remember something called the Little International?
Yes.
And what was all that about?
Oh, gee, that throws me for a curve. I hadn't heard that word for a long time.
And apparently, you guys went over to it. Was held in the Judging Pavilion. What I'm calling,
yeah, sure.
What you called it, the Judging, and what I still call it that.
Sure.
Did you have anything to do with that in terms of helping to set it up, participating, being in the audience?
That thing does not register with me right now, but the term the Little International does. But the details of it, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
Now, you are, let's see, I got that one. So apparently then you needed a job, and tell me your freshman year, you're doing real well in livestock, and you must have a knack for it. You won this very competitive freshman.
Yes, I had the grand champion steer at the Indiana State Fair, and the steer sold for 50 cents a pound, and that was $500, and that was over a year of school. And my parents encouraged me in the livestock projects as well as the grain agronomy, but I suppose livestock was a key in their background.
Yes.
My dad used to raise registered Poland China hogs and had sell breeding stock.
Okay, so you understood livestock. That brought up something. How long were you in 4-H?
10 years.
Okay, and so you won there. So you used that $500 that you got to help pay some of your Purdue way?
Yes, I took half of it and bought a registered percher and mare from Frank Beale at Clarksburg, and that was in foal, because all we had was just ordinary horses, and I told the folks I'd like to took half of that and buy a registered Percher and mare. So I went to Frank Beale, who was a Purdue graduate. He and his brother Harold both graduated from Purdue, but they came back and farmed here in Decatur County. He was a real supporter of education, and even though he came back to the farm and was a part of the, his father was a doctor at that little village, the Beale family, Dr. Okay. Beale, but his two sons both graduated from Purdue in agriculture, and both were inducted into Alpha Zeta, because I have that book here, yearbook, and list them, and I'd have to go back and see what year it was, but they're listed in it.
Okay. So as a freshman, then, you got a little bit of money. You're doing very well in school. When did you start working at the cattle barns?
My sophomore year.
Okay. So your freshman year, you had some money from the sale of your winner at the state fair. You had a 4-H scholarship that helped. Did the 4-H scholarship pay half? Was it for the 4 years or just 1 year?
Each year.
Okay. So that was a pretty lucrative.
Well, all 4 years, I got half of my tuition paid.
So in essence, you basically got half your tuition paid.
Yeah, half of my tuition.
Yeah.
Because the tuition was about $60, and Alberta, she made distinguished student all but the last semester or senior year, I think it was, and she got some of your tuition back, didn't you, Alberta? It was paid.
Yes, I think so. What I remember that. All right. So you started. So you did pretty well. You're doing well. Did you work during the summer? Did you go back home the summer?
Went right back home, and then went back in the fall to school.
Okay. So you're back in the fall. You're wanting to work. You get a job in the cattle barns.
Yeah. Well, I found out that they had a student in the cattle barn when I was a freshman that was working up there, and he graduated, so that position would be open. And we kind of snooped around a little bit, and we found out that position might be open. So I applied to Professor Frank King in the Animal Science Department to work at the beef cow barn. But Professor King, of course, was in charge of the beef cattle. And for some reason or other, he thought I was maybe satisfactory to work up there. So he put me on the list to work in that position to help at the beef cow barn, and we did everything from cleaning stalls to work on the steers that were being shown, just everything at the...
Did you help with any of the experiments that were being done?
No, not that. The experiments at that time were done in over at another barn for the feeding experiments.
Okay.
Now, we did weigh each calf in the Purdue Brief Herds every month, every 30 days. And then when you'd wean them, you'd mark it down. Professor King, after I think sometime in my sophomore or junior year, he said, "John, I want you to prepare a summary of a thesis on the average daily gain of the calves in the Purdue Beef Herds," which I did. And so I had to write that thesis and turn it in to him. There's a copy of it in the animal science offices, I think.
Or it'd be in the library now, but that was your thesis that you used for graduation?
Yes. Most students didn't write a thesis for graduation and for a BS.
Okay. Well, they were supposed to, but I guess people got out of it somehow.
Well, I can't. I can't answer that.
But that was your thesis, okay?
Yeah,
now,
it was my thesis.
How much? So those jobs were hard to come by, right? Everybody's, well, at least what I read, everybody wanted to work on the Purdue farm. All the ag kids.
Yeah, that was the. They only paid 25 cents an hour.
Yeah.
But by the time you worked a lot of hours, you could get almost $20 a month in cash. See.
Boy, and that would go. Where did you live at? On campus, or did you have your own apartment?
I lived in a rooming house over on Salisbury, along with my brother. And the Alpha Gamma Rose invited us to come over that fall, and they would pledge both of us. And so they initiated my brother Gilman that fall, but I was not initiated until the next spring.
Okay. Now, so you're working now when I'm thinking of the cattle barn, it's no longer there.
No.
But I think of the horse barn, which is now Herrick Lab, but that horse barn is still there.
Oh, yes. We had two stallions, a Percher and a Belgian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and had a road cart, and during the breeding season, I had to hitch those to the road cart and go out in the country on the country roads to exercise those stallions.
And that's where you and Fall, did you guys overlap doing that?
Cause that's yes, I think so.
Now, but the cattle barn was just west of the horse barn?
Yeah, the horse barn.
Yes.
The Scottish Schofield was the horseman.
Okay.
He was a Scotsman.
Now, so now you're done well. You've shown some aptitude for livestock. You've got a job working on the in the cattle barns. You're learning all kinds of stuff. Now, you told me that you said that you had a chance to go to the International in Chicago.
Oh yes, we won a trip up there for judging at the Indiana State Fair, and a herdsman by the name of Paul Mitchell, who lived out of Battleground. He was a livestock extension person. Took us boys, and there were, I think, 8 or 9 of us, to Chicago to the International Livestock Exposition. Plus, we got to see the World Museum there and the aquarium. But we got to see Chicago and the Livestock Exposition because this extension man, he knew his way around. And if we wanted to go someplace, he'd put us in 2 cabs, and we would go there.
So you went as part of a high school team or as part of Purdue?
No, I wasn't on a team at that time.
Okay, but were you at a high? Okay, so was this when you talk about going with the extension agent guy? Was that?
I was in high school then.
Okay, in high school. So you've been there, and you've been there as a high school. What do you remember? Okay, let me not forget that one. At the cattle barns, you're working, and apparently then you make the Purdue judging team. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and tell me how that came about, or how were you picked, or whatever.
We applied, and I think Professor Smith.
Yes.
He picked out the students that he thought were the most appropriate or the could fit in best, and he picked us out. Some of them, I can remember the names right off. Bill Johnson was one of them. Glenn Boyd was another. They from Greenfield. Well, I'd have to go back and look.
Because at that point, you're a senior, right? Only seniors could be on the team.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And
so,
we went to we practiced at the different state colleges. Like, for example, we go to Illinois, and we go to Ohio State, and have a weekend of practice judging with other college students, and then Professor Smith liked football, and he would arrange for us to get tickets to go to when Purdue played at Illinois. We went to the Illinois game. I saw the most wonderful display of a halftime show at Illinois that I had seen there at Purdue. Then went to Ohio State. Purdue was getting beat, so Professor Smith said, "Come on, boys, we're going home." And we got started home and turned on the radio in the car, and Purdue came back, and they beat Ohio State at that game, so he wished he'd have stayed there.
Well, so were you told anything? Did you know that you had to make the grades in school or you couldn't be on the team? Was that something that was brought up to you guys?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't identify.
Okay,
that.
So so you got picked. Were your grades pretty good?
Yes, not too bad. I don't think.
Okay, let me write that down. It's not a question.
I didn't make distinguished. I made a lot of A's.
Okay.
And I don't think I've failed any classes.
So you guys, did you also go out to local farms?
Oh yes, the judging team.
Yes, sir.
Oh yes, down locally. To livestock farms where they had purebred cattle. Normally they'd have some show cattle there, and we would go there and practice.
And did you, what do you think the people, this is a stupid question, but what do you think people let you show up on their farms? Because that took a little bit of time.
I think they were eager to help the students out.
Okay. That was just part of what we do in ag. Okay. Nothing's changed there.
Yeah.
So then the big day shows up. So you go to the International. Do you remember where you stayed? Did you take the train or did you take a car there?
Train.
All right. So you took the train and did you stay right next to the hotel next to it?
I think so. I can. That's not too clear in my mind.
All right. Did you take classes while you were there? I mean, what was it? How long were you there for? Do you remember?
Just probably 2 or 3 days for the judging contest.
Okay, so how did that, can you explain to me kind of how that was set up for you? So you're there, there's what, I think there's five of you, plus an alternate?
Be five of us.
All right, and you and Smith. Was Smith, let me ask you this, did he drive you guys pretty hard to excel?
Well, he was pretty, didn't know monkey business.
That's what I gathered. Did you?
He was in charge of the hogs, see, at Purdue.
Yeah.
I'd describe it. He didn't have any monkey business with us.
Do you remember before we get to the International? Did you ever go to Kansas to that show and to any other shows?
No. Our team did not.
Okay. So you're at the International. You get there one day, the next morning you wake up. So can you walk me through kind of what you did and what you saw and leading up to the day's events?
Well, we probably went out over to the International Exposition where the cattle were and the hogs, and they had different classes for us. And we had to judge them something like we did at the freshman contest at Purdue. And I can't remember how soon we'd give the reasons. We'd judge the cattle and write it down and turn in our card on how we place them. And then we would have to go appear before at least one or more of the judging committee. I think it was just a minute, Alberta.
John always said that Paul Mitchell walked them all around the streets of Chicago on their time off.
That was before I got to Purdue, honey. That was at the trip.
That was a trip for
judging at the Indiana State.
So you're there. Was there? So what you just described was the actual event. Is that correct? That you placed the animals in front of a judge?
We had to stand up in front of the judge why you placed them in that order. And we'd describe them. We'd put a few notes down, and then in our mind we could see that those four animals, and how we would place them and why. And the judges would, kind of see how, as a young college student, how we placed them. Were we accurate the way they would, and why.
Okay. Did you go from breed to breed to breed? Is that just pretty much?
Just beef cattle for one, and hogs and sheep and horses.
Okay, but you took care of, was most of that done in the morning or an afternoon, and you were done?
I would imagine so.
All right. So was there a lot of people there watching?
Oh, yes.
Do you ever?
A lot of people around that International there.
And did you get a sense, did you ever see Skinner there?
No, I can't say that.
Or Reed or the President Elliott?
I would say that Dean Skinner probably was there or had shown up for some of the things, but I can't verify that.
And so how did y'all do that year?
You know, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So you must not have won the event, but you don't remember how you placed.
I don't think we won anything.
All right, so that's the International. Did you stay around and watch Purdue's entries into it? And I guess they called it fat stock? Is that what they... Because Skinner and Purdue would also enter animals in as well.
Yes.
Okay. Did you stay and watch any of that? Did you get an opportunity to see how the Purdue entries did?
I think maybe we was could see the classes being shown. The only one that I can recall is the one that that my brother Gilman showed as grand champion steer, Loyal Alumnus IV.
So that was your brother. I'll be dogged.
That was my brother.
That was an I'm trying to put names. That was an Angus?
Angus steer.
Yes. Okay.
And the judge of the steer show that placed them was from Canada, and he offered the remark that he had never seen such a perfect carcass or animal for a beef steer than this one that he placed grand champion. And, of course, then Firestone Tire and Rubber Company purchased it and built a kind of a house car and took this steer throughout the country to show people what the grand champion steer at Chicago looked like.
Was that 1940?
I believe that's right.
Because I've got a picture of the, there's actually a movie that was, an old movie I found of that.
Yeah, they show Professor King in the yard. Did they show about how they fixed the feed for him? And
no, because all it was just Elliot and this kind of like a enclosed truck trailer type thing.
Okay.
And they pulled the animal out and had a bunch of women around them. And, you know, Skinner's son actually shot the little movie from the, that's why I remember, 1940.
Uh-huh.
So you're at the International. Now, let me go back to working at the cattle barns. So you worked at the cattle barns. You also worked a little bit with the horses. Did you have any other jobs
at
Purdue?
I did not work with the horses after that second semester of my freshman year.
Okay. So the horses were the second semester freshman year.
And then the beef cow barn the last 3 years.
Okay, so you locked that job down then.
Yes,
Do you...
And that Professor King had an Angus bull in the herd that was not able to breed cows naturally, so he went to the dairy department and got the dairy department to come over and their people to collect semen from this Angus bull and then breed artificially.
Okay.
Because the beef people didn't believe in artificial insemination at that time. Now, here, Alberta's Angus cattle history from the grand champion steer in 1941 in Chicago. And this is June the 4th. This is a story about it.
Okay. Well, again, I'm going to make a visit to y'all's place. I'm assuming it would be okay. We'll do something as I figure out what I'm missing after I go through this with you and also sit down and just take some pictures of you for the book. Now you're a student in class, and apparently you wanted to be a doctor, and you made the grade, you got the scholarship. Did you ever feel that the Skinner had a problem with most of his ag students wanted to farm? They didn't want English, math, physics, biology, and all the other stuff that came with getting a college degree.
Well, yes, and that happened with my class. Ag chemistry was our third year of chemistry. We took two years of general chemistry, and the third year was supposed to be the whole year, two semesters of ag chemistry. And we heard that it was tough, and so we went to Dave Fenner, and we said, Dave, we think that animal power is not going to be the future in production in agriculture. It's going to be mechanical power. And we think that we should have two semesters of ag engineering. And Dave Fenner we convinced him that, and against his better judgment, he said, that we had two semesters of ag engineering because... and the professor in ag engineering, he didn't know what, at the first time he taught it, he didn't know what he should cover, and it was really a waste of time. And afterwards, we told Dave Finley he wasted our time. We should have gone into ag chemistry and had that year of chemistry under our belt.
Yeah. Did you get a sense that the math and English in physics, did you have a class when you went that was mainly ag kids in there versus students at large?
Well, we had ag lectures.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of like in math and English.
No, we were put with English 101 right with School of Home Economics.
Okay. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. I'm going through these notes as I'm going. Where did we, when we loaded up the animals to go to the international, or we bought animals for the farm, or you sold them for the market, do you remember where you loaded them up at on the trains? If they went on trains, do you remember where the loading place was at to shoot to load them up into the cars?
I suppose it was on the east side of the river.
East side,
the railroad station.
So you don't think we had a stop there at Purdue? Because we got tracks coming through, and I didn't know if that was part of it or not.
There used to be a train station. Well, I can't think of that.
Okay. That's all right. So can you remember, and maybe while your wife's there as well, the grading schedules, the grading, what you got for grade, how were you taught?